I want people to hear what Jim McDermott had to say on C-SPAN.
Now, we're in a very difficult period right now because we have a lot of people who suddenly think it's all about me. And it isn't about me. It's about we. If we don't take care of one another and we say everybody's on their own.
If we don't take care of one another and we say everybody is suddenly on their own, remember that.
Then it will simply fall apart as a society and become a mob scene as it was in Paris. If you go see Les Miserables, you can see what the country can become if you don't have equity in the society. I don't want that.
Well, I'm glad. I don't want it either. You notice when he says it's all about me, he's not referring to people who are receiving government services and want more of them. I want mine. He's referring to people who are complaining about their taxes going up, who are complaining about the deficit, who are complaining about the debt. And, you know, I want to isolate this part of what he said again, because it just boggles the mind to see how this mentality works.
Now, we're in a very difficult period right now because we have a lot of people who suddenly think it's all about me. And it isn't about me. It's about we. If we don't take care of one another and we say everybody's on their own, then it...
Okay. That's the part I just find bizarre. Jim McDermott is saying, if we don't start taking care of one another, and we say, you're just on your own. He's making that comment when food stamp recipients at an all-time high. 47 million. At a time when the number of people on Social Security disability, getting a monthly check on Social Security disability, has risen in 20 years from less than a million to 8 million, where people can stay on unemployment for as long as 99 weeks, where they're beginning to try and chip away at... welfare responsibility rules so they can go back to the old system. This is the America Jim McDermott was saying, we can't tell people you're suddenly on your own. We've never been less on our own. More Americans have never been less on their own than right now. What is this guy talking about? And then, you know, his friend and colleague, Keith Ellison, a liberal Democrat from Minneapolis, was asked whether Phil Mickelson was being unreasonable when he thought his taxes were too high when he was giving 63 cents of every dollar he earned to federal, state, and local government in the form of taxes. And he said, well, no, we've got people to take care of. And you got to balance whether there's kids who need help with college, where mothers need help feeding their kids. And you have to balance that against what he's complaining about when it comes to taxes. In other words, if Phil Mickelson was paying 80% in taxes, that congressman's answer probably would have been the same. See, these people are not liberals. These people are socialists. They want to grow the government, which, by the way, also grows their careers. It grows their campaign base and their voter base at the expense of taking from the declining numbers of people who are producing and redistributing it. And when you raise objections to this, at a time where American dependence is at an all-time high, more Americans dependent now than ever before, you're accused of trying to have an America where everyone's on their own. So if you object to 47 million on food stamps, maybe that's too many. Oh, you want everyone on their own, do you? By the way, did you know that the Federal Department of Health and Human Services has a program where they reward employees for breaking down people's resistance to accepting food stamps? I am not exaggerating, and I'm definitely not making this up. They have a program in place that gives rewards and recognition to employees who break down people's resistance to accepting food stamps, or as they call it now, the EBT cards. The issue here is what they call mountain pride, that in a lot of rural areas in Appalachia and others where they say, no, I don't take handouts. Instead of that being seen as a virtue, it's being seen as foolish stubbornness. And if employees manage to erode that mountain pride and get these people to accept the services that they qualify for, they receive an award. That is how twisted the priorities of government have now become. That is where we are going as a society. And here's the bad news is that food stamp use was growing even during when the economy was growing. Usually food stamp use goes up when the economy goes down. Food stamp use from 2002 to 2008 was going up when the economy was growing by leaps and bounds.